Because reading is what?
Fundamental. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLize. Welcome back, guys. So this week we did a story called Sexploration by Big Brown Bambi Eyes. It is a Yoongi story, and it was full of sex.
Full of it. Y'all know we love it.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead, girl. Let's get it started.
So in the beginning of the story, it was a girl named B. And B was going to her university, and so I'm thinking that she's from the States here, right?
She's from the UK.
Oh, okay. So I was wrong. She's from the UK, but the story takes place in Seoul. So she was going to university, and she goes to her dorm, which her dorm is like an old hotel. So it's a dorm now, but it was a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So they still have, like, key cards and stuff like that. So anyway, she goes to her hotel. You know, she get comfortable. You know, she takes a shower. She gets all ready for bed. She got this robe on. She starts drinking. And when she starts drinking, she starts feeling herself. And so, you know, she just, you know, just start looking at the night sky because her, okay, D, I don't know what you envision, but what I envisioned was a big door. Like a big door, like a sliding door. Is that what you got?
Oh, yeah. Like to the patio you talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a big, like, sliding door, glass door.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just looking at the door. You know, she was just looking around, and she seen the apartment across from her. Like, it's the same dorm, but it is like a different wing, so she can see all the windows in there. She's starting to feel herself because, honey, she is getting tipsy on this wine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so her, like, little robe that she has on starts to, like, open a little bit, and she's so, like, tipsy, like, she don't even care anymore. She's, like, feeling, like, kind of frisky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's like, you know, this is risque, but, you know, I'm feeling this, so it is what it is. So she looks up, and she sees Yoongi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she looks up, so she sees Yoongi, and Yoongi looks at her, and she looking at him. Oh, I know he looked good, because in my head, he was looking good.
Girl.
So she looks up, she sees Yoongi, you know, they kind of look at each other back and forth. She start kind of feeling her body, playing with herself. He's starting to get intrigued, so he's looking at her, and now he's feeling it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he start touching on himself, and she touching on herself, and then they do that for a little bit of time, and then something happens. He calls the phone, right?
Was it that? Wait, I'm trying to remember if it was the same time or if it was the next time it happened.
That was that same night. I thought that was the same night.
If that's the same night, then what happens is... No. Oh, wait. Does he call the phone that same night?
Yeah, because remember he called the phone, but he called... He was calling different... Yep. He was calling different... And she heard the next door room ring, the phone ring.
Yep, you're right.
And then her phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, who is calling me? Don't nobody know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Who is calling me on this phone? So she picks up the phone, and it's Yoongi. And because it was the old hotel, he just caught all the numbers until he got to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he introduced himself to her, who he was, and, you know, he wanted her to do some things. So, you know, she just starts, she's tipsy now. So, in her head, she's like, I ain't gonna do this, but she still does it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she starts feeling on herself. He asked her to do certain things, and then they, like, she's playing with herself, he's playing with himself, and they just get hot and heated, and they finish, let's just say.
Right.
Okay? So when they finish, she looks up after she's like in euphoria busting his neck. And she looks up and there's other lights looking at her. And that she finds out, oh my God, this guy had all these people looking at me. So she hang up the phone and now she mad. She hangs up the phone and, you know, that's just it, what it was that day. That night. So the next day, does he call her back the next day?
Yeah, I think he calls her again and he was like, oh, I thought you were into that because you seem like an exhibitionist. So I just thought, you know, it would be okay if they saw too. And
right, and she was up to talk about, I trusted you. Girl, you did not know.
But I mean, the rest of the story, a lot of stuff went down. You're like, you still don't know this man. Even her homeboy was like, I still don't know this man. Like, what are you doing?
Right. Right, she was like, I trusted you. He was like, but I thought that's what you was into. And she was like, no, that was intimate between me and you.
Which, this threw me off because in my head, like, the shape of this dorm is like in the shape of a horseshoe, kind of. So I'm like, if you're doing this in front of your window and he can see your window, there's a bunch of other windows there.
There's a bunch of windows that can see you, right, too, right?
That's how I pictured it.
Right.
Girl.
But he did tell, like, she knew what she was doing. It was risky. You know what I'm saying? She also knew other people could look at her, although she didn't see no other light, so she just thought it was between him. It was late at night at this time, too. So she just thought it was, like, between him and her. But he did tell them other friends, which was BTS, of course. And so they just all looking at her like she crazy. And it didn't specify if they was touching on theyself, too. But
yeah, so I think Taeyang and Jimin both were that she could see. And I don't know about the other ones.
Go ahead, girl.
So after that whole thing happens, he invites her out to like on a date or whatever. And she agrees and he's a dom, she's a dom. Okay, so the thing about B is she's bisexual. She has an ex that her name is Daisy. That's important later. She's like, okay, I'll go out and date with you. So she goes out on the date with him. He has all these things he wants her to do. And she abides by them. They go to this restaurant. While at the restaurant, he tells her to start playing with herself while they're at the restaurant. And so she's just like, all right, she has to practice being submissive or whatever. So she's being submissive to him. So he has her play with herself. And he's like, well, now clean yourself up with the napkin. So she takes this napkin, cleans herself off, and he tells her to put it back on the table. So she puts it back on the table, and when the waiter comes back, he says, oh, she seems to have soiled this napkin. Can she get another one? So homeboy picks up this napkin and takes it.
And be looking crying.
Yeah, looking like, girl, I know what you just did. You nasty. Like,
nasty.
So that whole night happens, but she's all, you know, now she's going, like, now she's ready. She's like, all right. But one of the things that she said before they even went was like, we not having sex. So he was like, I understand that. So her body's already going. So they end up leaving, whatever. Things start to get high and heavy. And she's like, I can't remember if he ate her out or not. I can't remember if that's what happened or if he was fingering her. I can't remember, but something happened. And she turned around and just as she thought she was about to get some D, he bounces and was like, I'm not gonna give you this.
Yeah. Girl, I was mad for her. Man. You know I was mad for her. She was bent over, ready for impact.
I felt so bad for
her. Yes, honey, because she was dripping wet and ready, baby. She was red tea. And he was like,
nope, not gonna do it. You said you didn't want to have sex. Nope. She's like, I changed my mind though. He's like, nope. A mess. So after that, he ends up leaving, whatever. So it's the next day. She goes to school. She's a junior and she is like doing some audition things at the theater department. But as she's going, she like, I can't remember if she falls or trips or something, but she ends up running into this guy and she runs into him and she like starts collecting her things and she looks at him and realizes it's Taeyang, but she recognizes from the window. She doesn't trip. She's just kind of like, oh, hey, blah, 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 blah. Like, doesn't say much about anything. And he's like, yeah.
Well, she's hoping that he don't remember.
Exactly. Or doesn't recognize her. So he's like, yeah, I'm trying to find this in this area, blah, blah. She's like, well, you can come with me because I know where that's at. I'm handling the auditions, blah, blah, blah. So they go to the theater area to do the auditions and stuff. He goes through everything. She goes through the checkout, all that. And then afterwards, he's like, do you remember me? Or do you know me or something like that? And she's like, yeah. Or do you recognize me? And she's like, yeah. And he's kind of confused because he's thinking, like, why didn't you, well, not thinking, he said, why didn't you say anything? She's like, I just didn't see it as that big of a deal. And he was just like, oh, okay, cool. And then that was kind of, I think they, like, maybe hung out for a little bit, and then that was kind of that. I don't remember if it's the next day or if it's still that same day, but Yoongi is trying to move into his dorm, like, fully move in. And so she goes over to, like, to help him, and he's like, well, I'm really hungry, blah, blah. She's like, I know the best place to go. Let's go. I'll give you a tour, blah, 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 and then we'll do your stuff after we get back. So he's like, bet.
Which is so weird to me. First of all, hi, she a genius. Second of all, she just moved in this place. She just moved in the country. So I'm confused on how she knows all the stuff I'll say.
Right. Because I'm like, she's a junior and she's been going to school. I don't know. Like, I was kind of confused. Like, does she have to move out the door and move back? Or I don't know how all that works.
Yeah, was she a transfer student? Right. How does she know where everything is?
Right. Because she knew all the good little spots.
Right.
So,
and they didn't. And they from Korea.
Right. Well, because he was like, yeah, I'm from Daegu. It's nothing like Seoul. Seoul is so different, blah, blah, blah. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so they go on a tour or whatever. She's showing him all the places. They get food, all this other stuff. And they're having, like, a small conversation. And it's kind of cool. And he tells her about his family and how his dad. She's like, isn't your dad, like, super wealthy and all this? And he's like, yeah. Also, so trying to try to avoid the conversation about that. And then they get back and they start to move the stuff into his apartment. But as that's going on, her phone starts ringing and it's her ex. Her ex is constantly blowing up her phone throughout this entire story.
The whole time. Like, and she be ignoring her.
She just worrisome. Uh-huh. Like, girl, leave her be. Leave BB.
Right.
Uh-huh. So she hops up and is like, hey, I gotta go. And so she leaves, like, she just dips out, and he's just like, oh, okay. And then that, like, that scene kind of ends. I'm trying to think the sequence of events.
Right. So when it picked back up, I think the next day, like, she was on the phone with her friend Mika, I think mm-hmm. her name was. And so I'm thinking, I thought it was gonna pick up from when she was talking to the girlfriend. Right. But it never, like, picked up from that. It just picked up from when she was talking to Mika. And Mika was talking to her and was, like, basically saying, hey, girl, what you been doing down there? Because obviously her and Mika are really close. Is Mika a guy? Mm-hmm. It is, right? Yeah, okay. So Mika and her and B are very close or whatever. So she pretty much tells Mika everything. So she already then told Mika that she didn't have this encounter with Yoongi. Like, they didn't did the dude. Like, they didn't did whatever. You know, with the window visit mm-hmm. and everything. And so Mika basically, you know, was telling him, oh, you know, what about him, how he doing? You should still hang out with him and all this stuff. And then she started talking about the ex. What's the
Daisy.
Ex name? Daisy. Okay. Yeah, she was like, well, as long as he don't treat you like Daisy mm-hmm. did him. You know, so evidently Daisy was very
controlling.
Very controlling and manipulative. Mm-hmm. And so even though they had broken up, her and Daisy had broken up, she still kind of like had a hold mm-hmm. on her. So, you know, Mika was basically saying, you know, as long as he's not like Daisy, you need to let her go. Well, I don't know why you still be talking to her anyway. She's no good for you and all this stuff. That basically was the end of that scene. And then did Yoongi come back to her place?
Yeah,
then?
I think Yoongi came over to her place. Oh, I think he was having a party or he was throwing a party or something and had invited her
out.
Oh,
did he? Okay, he was inviting her to the party.
But something happened before that because the party was at the club, right? And that's where we meet his girlfriend. But before that, at some point, I think she started, I mean, I'm guessing like some days have gone by or whatever, she's starting to get a little crush on him or whatever. So she tells him that, and he's like, oh, the feeling's not mutual, like, I have a girlfriend. And she's like, hold up, you have a girlfriend? Like, does your girlfriend know about the stuff that you be doing? And he's like, yeah, we got an open relationship. So that right. So there's that part of it. Okay, go ahead with the party.
So she goes to the party. Honey, don't you know she's trying to dress extra mm-hmm. sexy because she knows she's going to see you at this party, right? And I can't even remember what she had on, but in my head, she had on, like, okay, she might have had on a short dress in the book. Okay. But in my head, let me tell you what she had. She, in my head, she had all her hair like long, but like swooped up, not like swooped up, but like gel back on one side, but hanging low on one
Okay,
side. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah, I
about?
see it.
And then she had on like a, in my head, she had on a halter like khaki dress that tied in the middle with the pockets on the side. It was on the like breast part. It was like khaki material. Do you
I
are
thought
you
I
getting
was
what I'm
following, but
saying?
I think I got lost.
Okay, you know how what's the darn it? What is it like the coats? You know what I'm
Yeah.
talking about? Like the brown khaki like coats. What are they
Pea
called?
coats?
Almost
Okay.
like that. But this was a dress like that. Because in the book it described her and she looked like the girl from what's the video game? It's a video game that she described her as looking like. So I went back and looked at the pictures.
Oh, Sin
Sin
City.
City.
That's right.
That's what it
That's
was.
right. That's
Sin
right.
City.
Yeah. It's a movie
So
too
I
now.
went, so I didn't know who she was talking about. Yeah, it's a movie too. So I didn't know what she was talking about. I hadn't seen the movie, have not played the video. So I went back and I looked, you know, I Googled it and she had on something kind of like that. So it kind of like made me think. But in the book, she had on a short dress, but that ain't in my head. That's not what she was looking sexy in my head. Okay. So she went to this party and she was hanging out or whatever. Then, you know, Yugi was kind of introduced to her to his girlfriend, right?
Well, she kind of. So she was sitting on his lap or whatever, and they were like all hugged up, and he was kind of, they were kissing each other or whatever, and all this, and she was feeling some type of way. So she was like
Right.
dancing, or I mean, she was around them, and they all saw her, said hi or whatever, but yeah.
Okay, so she started getting tipsy. She was like, okay, he gonna do this, I'm gonna do this too. So she go over here to his girlfriend, honey, and start dancing with her on the dance floor, kissing her and stuff, licking all over her and put her hands down her
Cause
panties and
Yoongi was
stuff.
dancing with another girl.
Yes, Yugi. So Yugi looking at her like, ooh, he just looking at them and he wasn't even looking at them like, ooh, they look good together. Ooh, my boo on her look good with her. No, he was looking at them like, no, we, oh no, I gotta have her. B, I need B. B need to stop, basically. So, you know, she grinding on this girl. She got her hands in her panties and everything, like it's
Right.
going down, right? Right on the dance floor, y'all. So Yuki goes and grabs her, takes her upstairs.
No, took her
Or
to the
was it
bathroom,
upstairs?
girl, and not, and when you say, wait, let's be
Oh, girl.
specific. When you say grabs her, he grabs B, not his girlfriend.
B, not his girlfriend, and tell her I can't stand you. I can't stand her having
It's
you.
talking mess. Oh, you don't like me touching your girl? You don't like me, da 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 da, talking mess. He took her right in that
Yeah,
bathroom.
yeah. And
Right,
beat that
but the
thing
kicker
down.
is when they're in the bathroom, for some reason the bathroom got like a window and you could see out to the club and see into the bathroom. Well, I think it was Tae and Jimin that were staring at them through the window. I was like, that's a weird bathroom, but all right.
I know, like it through the window
Yeah,
in the
why is there a
women's
window? That's
bathroom.
just weird. But okay.
Let me go to Korea and they got that in their bathroom. We would not be in public
Girl.
bathrooms. So anyway, so they get done doing whatever they do. Is that kind of like the end of the
Yeah,
scene
because
though?
after that was kind of it, and then it's like the next day. But the next day he like hits her up and is like, "Hey, I noticed when, you know, we got done, there was blood on me." And he was like, "Were you a virgin?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's not a big deal or whatever." And he keeps telling her, like, "You're gonna regret that someday, blah, blah, blah." She's like, "I wasn't waiting for some magical thing of love." She's like, "I'm not really a virgin. I've had many experiences. They've just been with women." And he's just like, "I don't
Yeah.
know, but all right." And then that was kind of.
Yeah, because she kind of playing it off like, yeah, you already told me you with her, so I ain't sweating it,
Right,
basically. But
knowing that
she
she was
was
hurt. Yeah.
right.
That, man. This.
Right, she kind of seemed a little desperate because at this point, she just trying to get have her help with what she can.
after that, they really kind of just start having a lot of sex with each other because she was talking, I think she was talking mess to him one day, and he ends up coming to her apartment, and they were like, I don't want to say they were arguing, but they were kind of like talking back and forth to one another, and they ended up having sex again. Well, he ended up staying, and so in the morning, she was FaceTiming with Mika, and Yoongi walks into the kitchen and makes some coffee and like just says hey and kind of dips out, and Mika's staring at him like, oh, he cute. And then that's kind of it. But one of the things that was weird about it is she asked him if he wanted kids, and he was like, no. And that was kind of it.
Yeah, I'm like, why was she even asking? Why? So random. Because obviously we know you feeling mm-hmm. some type of way. And I don't know if they was using condoms or not. It really don't specify mm-hmm. that much in the book. But in my head, when I seen that, I was like, was she trying to get pregnant? What is she doing? Like, why was that in the book?
It seemed like it was going to take a completely different turn. But before she was on the FaceTime with Mika or whatever, he wakes up first and he goes to take a shower, but her phone's ringing, but she don't hear any of it. He gets out of the shower, her phone is ringing still, and then she ends up waking up, and he's like, and he tells her that, hey, your phone's been ringing this entire time. She looks at it. It's, yet again, Daisy. That girl uh-huh. would have been blocked and deleted. You hear me?
Uh-huh. She should have you know what? The way she be talking junk to Yoongi in this book, she should have been talking
okay, I don't know why she didn't. It was weird, but all right.
Right. She was like scared of her.
Yeah, and
like,
it seems kind of strange because, you know, you kind of expect more to come of that situation in the story, and it really doesn't come like you would think.
That's because
oh, yeah,
it's
and I didn't
book.
Read the second one.
My name, yeah, and that. But I think that it's going to be more.
I'm
about
sure
that
because
ending.
The end of this book, it's like, okay, it's about to be something wild. I'm going to have to read it because the end of this one, I'm like, this is going to be kind of crazy.
She works like in the like theater part, and like Tay was like auditioning for a part or whatever. So I think she was, I don't really know if she was helping him or what. But they kind of mm-hmm. get close that way. So Tay kind of like her too, but not right. really telling her.
So Tay, one day that Yoongi comes over to her house, she notices that he has a busted lip, and she's like, "What happened to you?" He just tells her to don't worry about it. She don't need to be worried about him or whatever. She feels some type of way about that. Well, later on,
eventually he tells her that Tay
hit him, or they got into it, and Tay hit him, and it was because of her. And she's like, "Oh, that's weird. I don't understand why that would be a thing." We find out later why.
Well, he told her at the time that Tay said that she was not good enough for him. Or
right,
he wasn't
right,
good
right,
enough
right.
for her. That was all that. They end up having
right.
sex right after that.
Right.
But he did continuously tell her that they were not
exclusive
like that. Well,
because he kept
like
saying
that.
The feelings weren't mutual, that he loved Jisoo, and he was like, I'm not... Or Jisoo. He's like, it's not mutual. I love her, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, all right, I understand. But she still feels some type of way.
Right, right. And she would, and like they would have sex, and then she would be like, I bet mm-hmm. you Jisoo can't do it like that, though. And he got irritated because mm-hmm. she would
and he
do
was like,
that
don't
all
do that.
The time.
Do not do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So. Uh-huh. I think that was kind of it with that whole scene, because that kind of goes back and forth for a while or whatever. But I can't remember what happened. Something happened, and they kind of, I don't want to say they got into it, but they kind of did. And she was just like, all right, I can't do this no more. Like, we could be cool, but we're not about to have sex no more. And he was like, we won't. And so that was it. Well, one day, they didn't talk for like a couple of, I think it was like 10 days or something like that. And he saw her out somewhere, and she was kind of doing her own thing, minding her business. And she turned around, and he was staring at her. She saw him. And as she's walking past, he grabs her wrist. And he's like, I thought we were supposed to be friends. And she's like, yeah, we are, but I'm busy. I've been busy. And he's like, oh, well, you know, why haven't you hit me up? And she's like, I've been busy. So she ends up leaving. He's with Namjoon, and Namjoon's looking at him like, who is this? Why is this a deal? Like, what is going on? So yeah. She leaves. Why? He feels some type of way, but he don't know why he feels some type of way. Like in all stories, he don't know why.
He don't know why. He just feeling some type of way.
The stress.
Yeah. Here we go with the back and forth for a minute.
Girl.
So at that time, I think that kind of confirmed to him, like, oh, why am I feeling this way towards her like I wasn't? But he is just, like, wondering why he ain't. Because they spent a lot of time together, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. they just quit.
And so then she starts seeing Tay. So that whole thing, and so that's why he felt some type of way, really, because Tay wanted her and knew she was kind of messing with Yoongi, but they ended up having a quick conversation, and he's like, so they start seeing each other, they end up having sex, but one of the things was that, really good sex, by the way, in the theater. One of the things he asked her was like, do you want to do it here in the on the boardroom table or whatever? Or not the boardroom table, in the theater or in my room? And she was like, both.
Right, because he was like, oh, you and Yugi anything? And she was like, nope. And she was like, you ain't got a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. He was like, nope.
Yep.
And it
happened for a little bit. They were kind of doing a thing for a cool little second, it seemed like.
But something happened, didn't it? Because she said that they wasn't
right, so he wasn't really like ready to commit to anything because he wasn't over his girl. So they stopped kind of dealing with each other as well, kind of. And then they somehow ended up getting back cool, and he was told her like he wanted to be with her, and she was like, "All right, well." So there was this one day that they were supposed to stay with each other, and he ended up leaving, I think. They were supposed to spend the weekend together. Either he left or she left. Somebody left. They were supposed to spend the weekend together, and they didn't. So now they had planned to do the same thing again, and this time she's like, yeah, we can do that, because they had this amazing-ass sex. So they're in bed laying together after their, you know, coital bliss, and they hear a knock on the door. So she goes to answer the door, and it's Yoongi looking sad, looking depressed. And he's like, I want you. I want to be with you. And she's looking like, what? Like,
Yeah, he was like, I broke up with Jisoo. Like, I just made up my mind. I really want you.
And so she's just like, well, and he's like, no. And then Tay walks up and is like, well, what's going on? And Yoongi sees it and is like, oh, I see that you really were done with me. I get it. And walks away. And so she's sitting there looking like, wait. And she didn't understand. So then Tay's looking at her like, so are you not?
No, she's crying. Like, she's hysterically crying at this point. And she wants, and Tay talking to her, like, she wants Tay just to go away.
I can't with this right now. And he's like, well, I'm not going to be your second choice. And she's like, I'm not, you don't have to be. And he gets his stuff and he bounces. So she's in her feelings about all this. And she's going through a weird time. And then, so when you think like, oh, she's just going to kind of chill out, something else happens. And she runs into JK somewhere the coffee shop. So she runs into him at the coffee shop. Wait, no, she ran into him somewhere. Oh, in the library first. So she was in the library studying, doing her essays or whatever. And JK walks up to her and he's like kind of talking mess. And she's like, I don't know why you're bothering me. Kind of leave me be, whatever, whatever. And he's like, well, you should come and have a threesome with me and Jimin. Which, super random, but all right.
Why?
And so she's like, I'm not sure why you think I'm even interested, but all right, like, that's weird. Leave me alone. So that kind of ends their whole scene. Well, the next day she's going to class and she went to go look for one of her class schedules or whatever. And she realized creative writing wasn't on her list. So she, again, is like, I can't deal with this right now. I need some coffee. So she goes to the cafe. At the cafe is JK. He happens to work there as a barista. So, girl, because he was tatted
and
in this way, honey.
You know he was looking fine. Yes, girl, you thought he was looking fine with that.
Oh yeah, the little apron,
the cooking smock on.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
So she gets her coffee or whatever, and she's like, "Yeah, you know, I was really hoping to get in this creative writing class. It's not on my schedule." And he's like, "Oh, no worries. I'm in creative writing. That's my major. You can follow me for the week." she's super geeked about that. So she's like, okay, cool. So he ends up closing up the shop and they end up going and hanging out that day. While they're hanging out, they realize they have so much in common. They're super compatible. They're super cool. And they ended up kind of ducking off into a corner and start making out. And then stuff start getting hot and heavy. So they go back to his room. While they're in this room, stuff has started to get popping. Wait.
He goes, they stop at the door. They stop at the door and he said, oh, I got to go do something real quick, but let yourself in. She goes in, right, didn't turn on a light, didn't look around, didn't smell around, didn't do nothing, honey. She started taking off her clothes immediately. Soon as she got in there. Yes, and sitting on the bed and waiting for her. Then she was like, oh, just let me just happen
and has an orgasm while she's on the bed, and then she realizes something's right, and she looks and Jim is sitting on that chair looking at her, dick in hand.
It's so funny in my head. I just look at Jim, like, girl. Jim to me is sitting there smiling.
So now she's like, I see what this is. Okay, so she's like, oh, here we go. This is a setup. So Jimin starts walking up towards her, and he, I think he like kisses on her or something. She's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm giving you what you want. And he pulls out his member, and it is thick, according to the story. Thick.
Like
thick. So,
I bet it is too in real life. I bet it ain't that long, but I bet you it's nice and thick. Right.
So, so he starts messing with her. He starts like eating her out or whatever. And as he's doing that, JK walks in and says, Jimin, what do you say? You should wait till everybody's served before you eat. I had to write that down because I thought that was so cool of a line. I'm like, that's a bar right there. That's a bar.
Right.
So they start messing around, but from what it seems like, they don't actually like penetrate her, but they were really, really rough with her.
They don't. Yeah, which was okay. So crazy. How rough can you be when you ain't even?
I was very confused.
Like, what you doing? Like, what you doing?
But yeah.
But they was like, eat her out. She
they was
like
kissing each other, but they wasn't into it because neither one of them liked men, but they was doing it because she asked them to do it. But as it was happening, they couldn't
even though they low-key liked
it. Or if they were hard, like she was giving one of them head and they were kissing each other and he kept getting soft. So, okay, go ahead.
I mean, that was just it. Like, they did that and then, you know, they did after.
Yes, what a story. You will be missed. Full switch. I'm going to reread that story just because, like, that was such a good story. Oh, I can't even get to it. I forgot. Nope. Girl.
I know. We always read
it's a classic.
But anyway. Right. So, anyway. So they like give her a bath and all that stuff, and then that was pretty much the end of that.
But let's just keep track of this real quick. So at this point, she has now had sex with Tae. She's done stuff with Jimin and JK and Yoongi. So in my head, I'm like, all right. When Namjoon coming? You know what I'm talking about? When is he coming? Daddy Joon, come on. Girl, you know I was ready. I was like, all right, Jin, Namjoon, and Hobi's next. Here we go. Nope.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to read
We always got one, the second book. I don't know. They all up in love with each other by the
way. So, So 2 weeks later, B's at the bar, but she's looking like a hot ass mess. Like she's got sweats on, her shirt's dirty, her hair looked crazy, but she goes to the bar, she's going to drink, and she starts drinking, she's like a little bit wasted. And some guy walks up on her and is like talking about her, oh, you need to spread your legs for me so I can see that thing, da 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 da. And she's just like, bro, go away. But he keeps pestering her. So she pulls out her knife and puts it to his belly. So as she's doing that, a guy comes up and like gets the guy to go away. And so she's not really looking and realizes now that it's Yoongi. So Yoongi is like, look, you're really, really drunk. I need to get you up out of here. She's like, no, I'm fine. I don't want to go, blah, blah. He's like, no. So he takes her home. Well, he takes her, I think, to his house and like lays her down, gets her undressed as they typically do, leaves some medicine and water on the table. And then that's it. And he gets into bed and then she passes out. When she wakes up, they eventually end up having a conversation about like what they are, what they're doing. And he explains to her that he thought he felt, you know, he really felt some things for her and he wasn't expecting that, but he's ready to try to do things or whatever. And she's talking about how she's really tired after their day. And she's like, I just want to go to sleep, but I got to clean my apartment. I got to do all this other stuff. So he's like, don't worry about it. Go ahead and sleep and I'll get it taken care of. So she wakes up 6 hours later and she goes to her apartment and she's got like a dog that comes up to her.
Girl, hold up. Hold up. Stop for a minute. I am not tripping. It is a deer.
Stop
literally
it.
Walking in my neighbor's yard, girl. Just walking.
Girl,
I'm going to
tell you this.
I'm not kidding.
Anytime you hit a deer, they cousins come for you. Because, yeah. No, I remember when I lived
in for me.
I hit a deer and every time after that, all their cousins would be on the side of the street like, you hit my homie. What's up? I'd be like, dang, go away. It was an accident. He jumped out in front of me. I'm not playing with you for the rest of your life. Girl.
For real, I'm looking scared.
They all got beef now. Every deer has heard your name throughout the land. Yep.
For real, yep. Like now who that can smell me.
Girl. Girl, I know what's up with them. They do not play. Girl,
oh my goodness,
this
is so funny.
I just
don't
know. They do every time. They don't play. You're gonna see them every single day. You're gonna be like, really? They trying to punk me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's you.
I swear he was looking up at him like, what's
I heard
up? That's
you.
Right. We ain't forgot.
No, you're good.
Oh my
goodness.
Okay.
I'm trying to think where we. Oh, they get to the house. Oh, yeah. So she goes to her house and there's a dog there and he's got a rose in his mouth. And then she sees Yoongi like grabs her. They like embrace or whatever. And he spins her around. There's like petals and shit everywhere. And that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because he didn't clean her whole house and stuff, right?
They do that. Everything's cute. So now they're getting down with a get down. And he tells her he loves her. And she says it back. So now we're like, all
right. Right, but before they even have sex, she tells him,
and he's like,
I had a threesome with Jimmy.
Like, I mean, there was no penetration. He's like, all right, I mean, you were single, so do your thing, pimpin'.
She been trying to be
right
with
him and only him, because Kay was really there to do it for her, and she was like, I don't really want you though.
Right, like Jizzo didn't care. She was about to be in a whole threesome with them.
Was
she
like,
didn't
no,
care.
Ma'am, I just want her to myself. So. Time is going on. They're living as, I mean, not living, but they're boyfriend and girlfriend. Things are like good or whatever. They're at school one day and she runs into Tae and they just kind of look at each other. Yoongi's with her and they have this kind of weird, awkward exchange. And then that's kind of that. So after that, okay, it sounded like they were living together or maybe he just came over a lot. I don't know, but yeah, because there was a point where
he
came home one night and was like drunk. He went to the bar. So she asked him if he's okay. And he's like, yeah, everything's cool, blah, blah, blah. And he like passes out. Well, I guess they wake up and she notices he's not next to her. She looks and he's out on the balcony smoking a cigarette. So she goes out to the balcony and is like, hey, man, what's going on? She says, everything all right. And he tells her no. So she's like, well, what's going on? So he goes to tell her that while he was at the bar that night, some girl walked up to him and kissed him. And she's like, oh, well, you know, it's not a big deal. And he's like, well, I kissed her back. And she's like, well, you weren't expecting it. You didn't mean to do it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I did. And she's like, no, no, you're just dealing with trauma, because she's a psych major. So she's trying to like convince herself of like, no, this isn't them. He's like, look, we don't have no problems. Like, this is all you. If you want to be cool with this, and that's fine. And she's like, yeah, that we'll be fine. So that's kind of the end of that whole thing. So a couple months goes by. Oh, wait. No. I jumped too far ahead. I jumped way too far ahead. Oh, she's like, I don't want to lose you, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, no, it's cool. We're going to do this. But he's kind of telling her, like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this monogamy thing. Like, I'm trying, but.
Yeah, he used to be in an open relationship. So to him, he kind of beating himself up about it because he tried so hard to be. Mm-hmm. He trying to so hard to be just with her. But he thinking in his head that he just wired that way.
Right.
So
they kind of get past that whole conversation. So as she's walking to class the next, or I think she's going to leaving the coffee shop the next day, she gets attacked. So this next chapter is like a super huge trigger warning. The author puts it in there. Actually, the next couple of chapters are like a big trigger warning because some stuff goes down and it's not good. So as she's walking back from the coffee shop, she gets pushed into a storage closet that's like super dark, and she starts getting like hit and beat up on and all this other stuff. And she's like, not sure what's going on, but it's two men and they're like attacking her and they're trying to do stuff to her, and they do succeed in doing so. And she's beaten and she's bloody, she's bruised, she's very, very injured. She eventually calls Yoongi. And he comes and finds her, and he sees the state that she's in, and he's telling her, hey, we got to get you to the police before the DNA wipes away. We need to get you to the hospital, blah. And she's like, no, just take me home. So one of the things that was crazy stuff was happening. One of the guys says, Jisoo sends her love. This is for you taking her man. I was like, what?
Right. And so now she like all crazy about it, because she keep thinking about him saying that. Because they really violated her. Like, I don't think they did rape her, but I also
they did. They did a bunch of stuff to her. And
put it up that butt, too.
Right.
Yeah, and so she felt very violated.
Exactly. Very. She's super traumatized from the situation. So she's traumatized, he's pissed. Because he doesn't know what happened to her, but he's like, I don't know why somebody would do this. So eventually he gets her back. When she gets home, she showers. She tries to really cleanse her body. He waits for her by the door. She goes into her room and she gets into bed, and he asks her if he could lay with her. She tells him he can. So they get into the bed together, and she eventually starts to talk, as she said, Jisoo sends her love, and she just keeps repeating it and starts crying and says that this is for taking her man. So then Yoongi's immediately even more pissed. So then he goes to he goes to Jisoo's door and starts banging on it. Jisoo lives right next to JK, so he's banging on the door like, get out here, da 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 da. JK,
okay, so stop. Tell me what you thought. Girl, when you
so
this.
When JK
did
was
you
like,
think that JK and Jimmy did it?
Jisoo asked us. I was like, wait a minute.
Right, because remember, we didn't say this, guys, but in this, when Jimmy and JK had
to get away from
did whatever they did with her, they set her up. Jisoo set that up.
Yeah,
and they eventually told her that, but they liked her so much, you know, they didn't take advantage of her. Or nothing like that, but you know, they knew, you know, that
girl,
was good.
I definitely thought that. Jesus, I was like, too. No, they didn't. So he's like, well, he tells Yoongi, yeah, she asked us to keep her away from you, so we did that one day. He's like, but we would never do anything to hurt her. He's like, but I think I know the people who did. So before they go over to the guy's house that did, he's like, we need to get the rest of the guys, because we're gonna need all hands on deck. So they get the rest of the guys, and they go over to the guys, the other guy's house that did the deed. So before Yoongi goes to kill them, pretty much, I mean, he doesn't kill them, but like before he goes off, JK knocks on the door and is like, hey, did you finish the deal, or is the deal done, or something like that? And he's like, yeah, we waiting on our money. No sooner than he said that, Yoongi come going through the door and starts knocking everybody out. Going in, beating ass. He beat them into pulp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that girl was supposed to pay them, and she never paid them. So they kept saying, tell her to give us our money. And I was like, oh, she sent us over
and
here to give you our money. We got the money, and that's why they opened the door.
And he probably would have killed them.
Yes, girl. All of them was beating him.
And they had to, Hobie had to pull him off, like, bro, you're gonna kill him. He's like, don't go to prison.
He was about to. He was about to kill him though.
He had this, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what it's just gonna be. So I don't know if it's gonna come up in the story later on where he's like, you remember that time when?
because Jesus never had anything else to do with the story after that.
I got to.
So I'm kind of wanting to read the next story because, like, I kind of feel like Daisy and her don't link up.
Even more of the mess. Okay, so. whole situation happens. It kind of ends. She's kind of going through the healing process. It's been a few months later. She's seeing her psychiatrist, and they're helping her through the trauma. Yoongi's trying to be there the best he can. They're also kind of going to the counseling together so that he can be as supportive as possible. So one night he goes out to the bar again because he's been dealing with B and been really there for her, but he just needed a break. So he decided to go to the bar again. So he starts drinking and some girl walks up to him and he realizes it's the girl from the night before in the past where he was at the bar that kissed him. So she's talking to him or whatever. She's like, oh, you're having girl problems, blah, 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 blah. You can always talk to me. He's like, I don't really want to do this. We've been there, done that. I'm not trying to get into this mess. Not again. So she's like, well, if you ever need anything, you know, you can give me a call. So as he's walking away, she hands him a paper. It says, call me anytime. I'm here, Daisy. So Yoongi's like, all right. He leaves and goes home. So it's a little bit later. She's starting to feel better about things and he tells her, hey, let's go road farming, I think it is. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it exists somewhere in this country.
But I never heard of it. Which not saying a whole lot, but
so they go out, he pulls up and has a big truck, honey.
Before they go on the road farming. One day, B's feeling like pretty good, and so she's cleaning up his apartment, and she finds the piece of paper, and she's like, "Hey, what's this?" And he's like, "Oh, that's remember the girl from the bar like a couple that one time." She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "This is the I saw her again, and this is her number. She gave it to me. I wasn't going to use it, but she gave it to me. Yeah, nothing happened, but this is what happened.
But then nothing happened.
This is my ex girlfriend." He's like, wait, what? This is Daisy. He's like, yeah. So then she low key starts panicking.
Right. That's what made me think she was. She said so she can't know where I live. I'm like, ooh, she's about to do.
But you know what? I think something was crazy with her because Mika even said, you need to be careful with her.
Right. Because when he seen her in that the first time he seen her in that club, she told him that she had came. Her girlfriend wasn't answering the call for her, so she came all the way.
So she's like certifiably nuts.
Find her, but she was not having luck finding her.
So now go ahead about with the road farming.
So they was going road farming. He pulled up in a scene in a big old dually truck.
Right,
and she was like, "You got this redneck truck."
Girl, I knew what
and
it was.
And immediately, I knew exactly what that was.
I know that truck. I know that truck well.
Yes, baby, because my husband has one. So anyway, so he pull up in the truck, they get in the car, they go out into the country somewhere, and then I guess road farming is looking up at the stars because that's what they were doing. They sat on the back of the truck in like the middle of nowhere and was looking at the stars and they were like there for a long time, and then they start making out, and then they start getting heated, start playing with each other, and she hadn't had sex since that happened, feeling like she wanted to then. So did they have sex?
They sure
so
did.
Then
they
she started like right on the truck.
Girl, I need to find. A
I was like, that sound like a good scene. I need to do that too. And honey, and we got to find some country Florida. Because you don't want to get that charge. You don't want to be no get to it. I mean, I live in South Carolina, and it's way more country here. But I'm just saying.
Well, that's pretty much the end of this first book. We didn't. I hadn't read the second book. I know Lisa started the second book, but how did you feel about this first book?
I loved it. It was full of smut, and everybody know I love me some smut. So it was so good. It was had a name.
That is so rare.
Sure did. Tell them the name. Hell of the night.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. B. Theodora Summers. I loved it.
Yes. So ratchet. Right, but I love this story. I thought it was so cute, and I love the way Yugi fell in love with her. And, like, they just didn't judge each other about their past or anything like that, or what she had mm-hmm. done, or what Same. He was had done. They just
I started reading the story a long time ago and didn't realize it until we came up on the story again. And as we were reading it, I told Lisa I was panicking because I was like, oh my gosh, I read a story just like this. I think we got a story that's been... Like, I just wasn't sure what was going on. But I really liked the story. And I know at the time when I was reading it, it hadn't been finished. But I'm glad that I got to see what the end part of it was, because it was really, really good and well worth the wait. I say well worth the wait. I think I'm just behind because I don't know how long it's been updated for, but I really enjoyed this story. I thought it was great. The smut was amazing, nice and detailed. I'm hoping in the book too, Namjoon gets his little, you know, scene. I know he probably won't because they all in love or whatever, but maybe like a threesome.
Mm-hmm. So how about this? All our listeners out there, you guys read the book. Or yeah. Listen to us talk about the book and let us know if you want us to read that part too.
Absolutely. Yep.
If we get enough people tell us to read part two, we'll read part two and review that.
Oh, wait. Before we do this, next up for our YouTube podcast episode, we have Namjoon. Daddy June. Cannot wait.
Namjoon. And yes. We can't wait.
So, but you guys can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. You can email us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. Thank you again for listening, and you guys have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Bye.